a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
House Education Committee will now come to order, and we greet our internet listeners. This today will be pretty informal, and we do not have any bills, but we're going to be talking about possibilities for summer studies. One last chance to have your cell phone go off in this committee. So if you want to contribute to the Children's Home Society, I have $50 that will be turned into them after session, and I appreciate those who have contributed to that. The secretary will call the roll.
Representatives Campbell.
Here.
Deutsch.
Here.
Gibson, excused. Hawks.
Here.
Holmes.
Here.
Hunt.
Here.
Kaiser.
Here.
Clum.
Here.
May. McClary.
Here.
Tulson.
Here.
Woolman.
Here.
Zickmund.
Here.
Johns.
Here.
Sly.
Here.
Madam Chair, we have a quorum.
Thank you. The Chair asks for a motion to approve the minutes of our March 4th meeting. It's been moved by Representative Hunt and seconded by Representative McClary. Any discussion? Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, the same sign. Minutes are approved. We will not have any testimony today, but we do have a couple of pages here. So one more opportunity to share who you are and where you're from and if you have plans. Maybe you can just share your experience in just a couple second sentences of being a page here. You've probably told us several times where you want to go in life. Just come forward and did it open your eyes to a different world, or are you still in the bubble of your hometown?
All right, my name's Allie. I'm from T, and I'm actually really sad that we have to leave. I had a lot of fun and better than school, so.
Thanks for sharing that.
I'm Amanda, and I'm from Hartford, and it's definitely going to be really hard going back to school next week because I had a lot of fun, so.
My name is Shanda. I'm from Winter, South Dakota, so coming here was a big change for me. It's a bigger city. So it was a good experience, though, and I had a lot of fun. So I'm a little disappointed to go back to winter, but I'm a little excited all at the same time. So.
That's why I'm glad that you've been able to be a part of the legislative process here and to be able to go back into your life outside of the Capitol building. So thanks for your help. What we're going to talk about today is if there's any consideration for summer studies and how that works for those of you that are new. They can either be submitted as one summer study coming directly from our committee, or you as an individual can submit summer studies proposals. And Claire has a form here that we can actually pass out. You can also find it online if you want to submit them. After they are submitted, what will happen is once the executive board starts meeting again, they will take into consideration the proposals. But before that, we will, as each individual legislator, will receive like probably several pages of proposals for summer studies, and then you will rank them. What's the level of importance for you? You know, it might be something that will have to do with healthcare, or it might be something to do with transportation, or maybe it's something really focused that's within our realm of might be drilled down to even a smaller level, like they had the sexual abuse task. That was a task force, but sometimes it gets to be something more specific like that. And so the summer studies, they meet just a few times, and it's generally we meet here at the Capitol, and we bring in people that will help us focus on what that study would be. And then we, as a summer study committee, would make recommendations that could go forward into the legislature. Sometimes they pass, sometimes they don't. We had a summer study on education funding a couple summers ago, and we were told very specific things that we were to cover, and we brought some bills forward last year, and I was just sharing up here. I was just down in appropriations before I came up here, and not all of those passed. I don't think we had any of them pass from the summer study. They had to do with funding. That's a big issue. When you ask for money, it's a very difficult process to get the money. So If you had any appropriate bills with appropriations, you do not need to feel bad at all if they were didn't make it out of committee or out of appropriations. But with that, here's, let's see, we'll just pass them down both ways. Yeah. Oh, they have them? Okay. As you get this, it would be at the top, it shows requested by a committee vote, which that would mean we as a whole committee would decide that there was something wanted to study, keeping in mind that the governor has formed a task force that will study funding for education, that component of it. So that would probably be not an area that we would want to be considering, because that would be working alongside another task force that's already in place. It can come from the committee chair or an individual legislator. So as you look at the form, you would put the title. Do you need some more of these? Oh, okay. Title of the requested study, the scope of it, any agencies or organizations that would be included in it, and then other related issues that might be impacted. So I'll just open it up for thoughts, discussions. Do any of you have any, or maybe you're thinking of individual too, which is fine.
Madam Chairwoman?
Yes, Representative Deutsch.
I mean, one consideration, you know, I think the Blue Ribbon panel is to be designated for K-12. And, you know, there's been some discussions this year about funding for the tech schools. A number of different bills have been introduced, some by Representative Mickelson. And that might be an area that we should consider looking at. The tech schools annually come up to the legislature and discuss how great their needs are, I guess, like everyone else. But that might be an area to hone down and look at what are their actual needs and how can we better help them as we move forward to meet workforce development needs in South Dakota.
Okay, are you talking more about the funding part for tech schools?
I am, yes.
Okay. Other thoughts? Representative Zickman.
Madam Chair, we're discussing thoughts and ideas, right, for next year?
It would be for a summer study, an interim study, and that happens in the summer and usually goes into the fall. And it's separate from, it would not be our committee necessarily that would be doing it. You will also, along with the request, when you look at the topics and the order that you would have preference, there will at a point in time be a time for, say, they would say the tech schools. And then we would receive information from LRC, and they would say, are you interested in being on a summer study? So no one has any obligation but Ken.
Well, to follow that up, of course, some of you know me. I'm an old vocational educator here, and I'd like to see us consider something, and I'm going to put that down, the status of 7 through 12 vocational technical education, career and technical education, and where we are with it, where we were 20 years ago compared to what we are now, where we're going with it, and its impact toward workforce development. And I think that could hopefully tie into that Blue Ribbon Committee, you know. So if something could be done on that, I think we need to look back. We took away a lot of money from those high school programs quite a few years ago, and I think we just need to get back to rebuilding some of those programs in those high schools, the 7 through 12, because I've been contacted by some of the principals. They said, don't forget the junior high. So
let me clarify, Representative, you're making a recommendation that would be part of the Blue Ribbon Task Force, or that this would be a separate summer study?
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I think that could be a part of, we could do some of that, and then it could be part of that Blue Ribbon Task Force if possible. I don't know where they're going with this Blue Ribbon Task Force or who's going to serve on that, but I think somehow we need to have somebody from 7 through 12 or 9 through 12 vocational career technical education.
Thank you. Other thoughts? We might be done by 9:15. Representative Holmes.
Madam Chair, I had a question.
Sure.
I had a proposal that died in Senate Appropriations, and it involved a funding issue. It was rural teacher recruitment. Mm-hmm. Would there be a legitimacy in establishing a summer study as to how the critical need for teachers in small communities could be addressed? Or is that something the Blue Ribbon Commission would deal with?
I believe, Representative Holmes, that I think part of that Blue Ribbon study task force will look at the needs of teachers in our state, you know, of recruitment, retention, that will be, because that is definitely part of that overall picture of what we've been talking about, school funding formulas and looking at the need for teachers that within areas of our state that maybe we aren't able to fill those positions now. So I think that will be part of that discussion of that overall picture that we're going to be looking at.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for bringing it up. Representative May.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I, too, am excited about the Blue Ribbon Task Force just for, you know, the fact that we're going to figure out the money side of it. And I don't know how much will be included in that. On FTEs and the need and why that keeps growing. Board of Regents, 3 years, 403 FTEs. I do think that in order to address funding and the problems of teacher shortage and those kind of things, we need to address where, how, when, and why there always seems to be an increase, and I don't know if that will fall under the Blue Ribbon Task Force, but with me, that's a big concern. So I want to be efficient and make sure the money's getting to the people we need to get it to. And without that information, it's just really hard to make a determination if we're doing the right thing. So I would hope, if it's not going to be addressed in the Blue Ribbon Task Force, that there will be some kind of study this summer to determine where all the money goes. So
thanks for those comments. And you mentioned the Board of Regents. I don't understand the task force to be at the beyond K-12. So that could be a separate issue. But I, of course, all of the goals of the task force I don't think have been laid out at this time. But I'm taking notes and writing those things down so that we can be aware of things that are being brought up in here that maybe we want to be sure to address as through that task force, that they can be addressed. But looking at the money that goes to schools and the student-teacher ratios, those have been some of the conversations that I've been hearing around the Capitol this year, and looking at the FTEs and are we using those efficiently. I think those are definitely concerns that I have been hearing this year so far. So thanks for bringing that up. Are there others? Representative Johns.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As we talk, I'm just wondering whether or not we should study ways and means of encouraging young people to pursue careers in the teaching profession. We should probably be looking at what we're doing right and what we're doing wrong in order to encourage them to pursue it, because it's not only money that attracts people to that profession.
So kind of a PR marketing? I saw a video sometime. Did any of you see it from Northern that they had this a video? Maybe it could be sent to us. It was really catchy. It was like these little kids saying, "Where do teachers come from?" And then it was promoting Northern and their teacher education program. But things like that, I do agree that we sometimes don't promote it. We actually downplay it sometimes and say, "I would never go into teaching." Whereas I would always encourage someone to go into teaching because I want good teachers for my grandchildren now. And so I think that that's definitely another component that I think that is in this whole big picture that we're considering. Other thoughts? Yes, Representative Holmes.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just had a follow-up to what Representative Johns was talking about. I know, having taught in high school, there are career days there, and they have people who are involved in different careers come out in colleges and universities, and education is, always, of course, always a part of that. Perhaps that is where teachers from that school or the teachers' organization could be more involved in promoting their own careers, too. I think there are ways to address that. That would be pretty easy to do, actually.
Other thoughts? Well, now that we have our problem solved, at least on the table, there are certainly more. Another committee that meets, and it's a legislative planning committee, for those of you that are new. And what we've done the first year or so that we met, we talked about workforce development. And then after that, the governor took on workforce as a project throughout the state, and we had gathered a lot of information from that. And this past year, we've been looking at education funding for schools, and this was specifically K-12 schools. And as we move forward, the committee is not set up to necessarily tackle all the problems of solving, but it's a gatherer of information to see, is there a need within our state? And the task forces will now be meeting. And as that committee continues, we get our direction from the executive board of what topics that we'll be doing. And our last one was looking at funding for schools for 2 years that we had up to look at it. But as a task force moves forward, there will be an opportunity to probably change that focus into something else. And I think that some of the things that we've talked about here are definitely things that could maybe be looked at by that committee. But that, too, comes from the executive board. Are any of you on that? Representative Hunt is on it. Okay. So especially as we look at even higher ed funding, Board of Regents, the FTEs that increase as we look at that, the critical needs within our states, looking at some of those things are possibilities to consider as the executive board will give us direction. So, Representative Campbell, do you have thoughts? I saw you kind of tapping your chin. That's my clue. I know that you're thinking.
Madam Chair, I always have thoughts. Whether they're relevant or not is another question.
Well, I'm open to that.
This might be a question for LRC, and in asking how difficult it is to backtrack 5 years, let's say, for summer studies relative to education that had been done in the past and the legislation that they've recommended that has or has not passed. Might be a good review for potential studies.
How is that? Maybe would you just send that out to us? Would that be looking at the summer studies that have dealt with education in the past 5 years, did you say?
Yes.
And any bills that have come out of that and whether or not they passed? Is that my understanding? Okay, good. Well, are there any of these ideas that have been brought forward that we feel as a committee that we should bring them forward, that we have consensus on our committee, or would you want to submit them as individuals? Is there anything that popped out as something that we want to take on and submit it? And it's okay if we don't do it as a committee. I would say in my years here, maybe once or twice that we did a committee recommendation for a summer study. Most of the time it's been individual. Representative Klum.
I would second Representative Zickman's plan if it needs something like that. I kind of like that idea.
Looking at the 7 through 12 yeah. CTE?
More of the home ec type stuff, shop, and the stuff that gives kids skills at a younger age that are useful to them throughout life. I think we've got away from that.
Would the committee want to? The other thing that you can do, say, if Representative Klum and Representative Zickman and who is the other one that talked about tech school funding, Representative Deutsch, you know, you can come together too, so you can have two names on it too if you would want to do it that way. It's really open of how it can be submitted. So as a committee, are you feeling, would you like to pursue this as a committee or would you rather do it as individual? let's do a little discussion before we vote. You went out of here by 9:30, right, Representative Kaiser?
I was hoping 9:15, but
Someone took care of that. So, Representative Hawks, you're thoughtful there. Do you have any thoughts?
She wants out of here too.
Okay, that's all right. Representative McCleary, you're close to your microphone. Thank you, Madam Chair.
And just a thought going to Representative Johns. I mean, if it's the PR of getting individuals to education, maybe we also need to look at why individuals are getting out of the industry, not so much because they're elderly, but, and we've heard, of course, because of the pay scale, but are there other things and why? Maybe we could put those two together so we know for sure we've got substance to that.
Representative McCleary, you said they get out because they're elderly. Is that right? I want you to know I retired 7 years ago before I joined the legislature. And so I've been out probably 9 years. So I'm sorry.
Well, you got out early.
I'm just kidding. So what I'm hearing is that maybe not just how to get them in, but how to keep them in.
Yeah, I think I see some retiring way sooner than what they probably should, and the why. And of course, we can go back to if it's Common Core or if it's wages, if it's another job somewhere else, if it's family. I mean, it would just be nice to know the substance of it.
And I personally think that the task force part of that will be looking at teacher recruitment and retention of why in South Dakota and the needs within the state, I think, too. So from conversations, I think that will be part of that overall big picture that we're doing. But I appreciate your comments with that, most of the comments. Okay, so what, Representative Johns?
Thank you. I graduated from Northern State, which previously used to be known as Northern State Teachers and Industrial School, and we really haven't pushed the industrial end of this, and I think that Representative Zickman's idea is really good. We used to have shop and auto body and all these things in our schools, and it really prepared a lot of kids, and many of the schools have all dropped that, and I think maybe that's something we really should be studying again and get them ready for the workforce and any post-career technical education they want.
Like you more and more, yeah.
Representative May.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Well, Representative Zickman and I, we had this conversation yesterday regarding home ec and shop and the different things that we've lost over the years. And so I offered a little story about a gal at my store, young gal, and a few years back I started a recipe program doing recipes, and they had the sticky and you could stick them on, mostly fresh meat. And so anyway, I'd put this sticker of my meatloaf recipe on this 10-pound tube of hamburger. And I saw this young gal, and she was standing there, and she was looking and looking. And finally, I went over and I asked her, because she looked confused. I said, "Is there, you know, something I can help you with?" And she said, "Well, I want to make hamburgers, but this says meatloaf." And, you know, we laugh. Our generation kind of laughs about that, but it's a fact. We have completely got rid of the things in our school system that are actually useful. Not that I shouldn't have said that. I mean, there's a lot of useful things, but I mean useful for life, you know, living. And so I do agree with that concept, but then I have to go back to the other part. We can't, I don't know how we can do any of this if we don't have the transparency of understanding how the system works, where the money comes from, where it goes, and how it gets filtered down. You know, can we take money away from the math teacher, English teacher to put in a home economics class? Or, I know they have another name for it now, but I don't know what it is. What is it?
Facts.
Facts. There you go. Okay, so that part makes me a little nervous. I don't want to, but I can't believe that there isn't enough money. I think sometimes I look at things as more of a management issue, you know, and getting our priorities straight. And so I would support Representative Zickman, and I always support Representative Johns, always, after yesterday. After yesterday, he's the guy. But at the same time, I think it's very important that we understand the mechanics of the finances, and not just the revenues, but the expenditures and how we're coming to be. So I do like that idea of the technical part of schools.
Okay, Representative Woolman.
I'd just like to point out, if you're going to just study like this, take a good look at the CTE programs, especially in Madison, what they have going on. Because I go through and I see all the students that are going out to Gale in their welding program, and they're going to have half their education done already and have a job at Gale if they'd like to, making some pretty darn good money. So, and then I walk through their culinary arts department and the all the stoves and the fridges and everything they have going on in there, and I just would like to hope and think that if I had that when I was in high school, I could make more than toast and cereal. So I'd like to take a good look at the CTE programs and what they're doing across the state.
And that, so is it kind of, Representative Hawks?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Sure. If I may piggyback on that, I think if you look at what's happening in the Sioux Falls School District area and all of the opportunities that they make available for the schools around them, we have to be honest with ourselves. The reason those programs are being cut from schools is because they don't have the money. They don't have the money for the classroom teacher. They don't have money for the raw materials. They don't have the money for any of it. And so those are the programs that get cut first. And we all know that. We all understand that that is the reality. So maybe what we could piggyback onto that is looking at how we can create cooperative programs in a central area that those schools can share. So we put one in an area where five different schools can send their kids to that same location and share the cost of it. So if we can look at something like that, it's working incredibly well in the Sioux Falls School District for Hartford, for West Central, for Del Rapids, for T, for Lenox, all of those schools that are able to send their kids to those cooperatives and take advantage of those programs. So I'd like to see that kind of rolled into that.
Okay, Representative Zickman, and then we'll try to pull this together.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and I appreciate all the good comments. What Representative Hawks is talking about is the Career Center in Sioux Falls, along with, we used to have six vocational multi-districts, and when I was a state director, I also encouraged the Mitchell School District, which has roughly, 32 districts around there. When I encouraged them to move their Tech Institute out by the interstate and then make that a multi-district or a vocational center to bring high school students into that one center. And you can still do that. I used to be the director of one in Illinois, and I had eight area high schools, and they were basically rural high schools. But it really worked. We had some excellent vocational programs. And, you know, what we've done, just a little bit of history for those that haven't been around as long as I have, but what they used to call it was categorical state aid. And for some reason, that categorical state aid got a bad name to it. And I said, I don't care what you call it. but at least give the school systems, those K through 12 school systems, some funds, or let them have keep that $3 million that we took away back in 1995. After that, the program started dropping, and I understand, which I'm happy that some of those career tech ed programs are coming back, et cetera, and I encourage that. But I think that could be all thrown in, and where the funding should go, et cetera. So, but we used to have six vocational multi-districts, and the Career Center in Sioux Falls is an excellent. They have nine school districts, right? So that's what they have. So we need to encourage more of that. But that could work into the total workforce development. I applaud the governor what he's doing with the grants, but we need to look at it system-wide instead of just spotting programs in specific areas. He's doing a good job trying to address the workforce development issues, but that's where they start, folks. That's where they get interested, is at that 7 through 12 grade level. And if we don't get them interested there, you know, we lose a lot of students coming out into the end of the tech institutes and into the workforce. So thank you, Madam Chair.
Yes. Are we getting kind of close to deciding whether or not we want to move forward with this? Representative Tolson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I'll make this short, but, you know, the public-private funding of different programs, I would like to see how that could work, because I think even in our regular education or VOTEC, I think there could be a lot of private money that people would support education at all levels, and I just think that should be part of even the Blue Ribbon Task Force to bring more private money into the system. Thank you.
Thank you. So is it general feel of the committee that we want to explore 7 through 12 CTE, would you say, as a summer study? Or are there some that do not want to pursue that and we can do it as individuals or as a small group? Okay. You can move that we do 7 through 12 CTE.
Committee recommendation.
Okay.
So move.
Is there a second? It's been moved by Representative Holmes, seconded by Representative Kaiser, to submit a interim study of 7 through 12 CTE in South Dakota. Any further discussion with that?
I just might.
Representative Deutsch.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I might include with that funding mechanisms. And development in other parts of the state, looking how the programs can help with continuity to the post-secondary level.
Transition?
Yes.
Okay. What we'll do, let's take a vote, and then we'll move forward from there for some, or should we develop it first? Do you want the state take the time here to develop what we're going to write down, or do you want to decide that we're going to do it and then we'll have Claire write it out and she'll get to us with it? Would that work? Okay, I've taken some notes. I know Claire's been taking notes, and we can develop it and then we'll go from there. And I guess if at the end you don't want to sign on to it, you can request that your name not be included. Okay, all those in, we'll just do a voice vote for this. All those in favor of a 7 through 12 CTE interim study, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Okay, we will submit that. 7 through 12 CTE interim study. Will that work, Claire?
Sure.
You have enough notes that you can develop. She's the wordsmither that can do this. And if you have any suggestions, just get some comments to Claire, and we'll help her get it the way that we want it as a committee. With that, Representative Klum.
Second.
You move that you adjourn? Okay. Seconded by Representative Kaiser. You have the pattern down, don't you now? Yes. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Pose the same sign. All right. Thank you for a good year. I really appreciate that we've all been able to pull together, and sometimes we pull separate directions, but then once that's over, we come back together and work as a committee, and I appreciate the respect and the thoughts, and as we've gotten through our first year as a committee, so I know that next year will be a little bit easier because we kind of know each other and how we think, and that we know that some things we might vote the same and some things differently, and that there's nothing wrong with that. That's why we have that committee process, because we all bring different backgrounds and viewpoints and decision making. So,
well, I think we need to thank you and the staff.
Yeah. Yeah. And Don and Claire have been great for support here. I'm leaning over to Claire quite frequently and saying, now what? And she does a good job with that. So with that, we will adjourn.